Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
So there's a drive to left field. Way back. A three-home run game for Trevor Story. Can you believe it?
Andy Gresh.
The ball game is over. The Red Sox beat the Seattle Mariners 12-6 with Trevor Story hitting three home runs, driving in seven runs, and scoring five. Red Sox 12 and the Mariners 6.
Rich Keefe.
Eastern Conference Finals all tied up at one apiece as it will now head to Boston for games 3 and 4. Marcus Smart's return. What a bonus for the Boston Celtics.
Gresh and Keefe right now.
He brings the physicality every night, kind of gets everybody else in line, and adding Al back there as well as another versatile guy. So it wasn't surprising to see how well we guarded with our guys back.
On WEEI.
Oh, the text line at 37937, the Twitch chat. Everybody today, Red Sox win, Celtics win, the Keefs are pregnant. My God,
what a week.
What a
My
week.
My willy's clean.
That's right.
For now.
John isn't dripping.
Yet.
Yet.
Give him the weekend. It's going to be hot this weekend.
Well, he's got that big trip coming up this summer.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
John wouldn't even. John, do you know what an El Camino is?
Yeah, Billy drives one.
No, he doesn't. That's
the name of the.
Is there like
the Breaking
act?
Bad prequel?
No, it isn't.
It's a great Black Keys album.
It is no, and El Camino is what apparently what old Bill Clinton there, Slick Willie, had with a bunch of turf in the back of it for what was allegedly romps, allegedly, right?
I
had to throw
that
in there.
Everything, but.
Basically, it's a pickup truck that really isn't a pickup truck.
Well, I know what a literal El Camino is.
I'm sorry?
I know what a literal El Camino is. I figured there was like some sort of sexual act that
No. I'm talking about the old car that the former president might have had some sexual acts in the back of, but nevertheless. I know we had PGA Championship going on. Nothing's really cooking with Tiger, it doesn't look like, right?
He was like, he had a little hitch in his giddy up by the end of yesterday, too.
Plus four, and he's limping around.
Not great. Yeah. He was like Nick Stauskas at the end of the game.
Oh, boy. Well, that gets us into the Celtics, and I started to think of this last night, and we even mentioned earlier that if the Celtics do move on, it is likely to be against Golden State, and Golden State has had young players step up for them, Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, guys like that, and we also know that you've got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and got people who've been there and done that, and I started to think of you got Tatum here for a couple more years. You know, you got Brown locked in for a couple more years. You do have Marcus Smart. Probably going to have to re-sign Grant Williams at a number that will make all of us go, but
it's all right.
It's the NBA.
The you got to pay these guys.
But then how does this team get better? Because there's no first-round pick, and I'm not saying that'd be the end-all be-all, but at least it would be either a chip to go get someone, or it would be, hey, we can draft our next Grant Williams-type player or a Peyton Pritchard-type guy to be able to add to the depth on this roster. So as we're looking at this team right now, we're feeling pretty good. They're looking like they're trending towards going to a finals. But can this group get better without adding another player?
I don't think they have to. I mean, if you think they're going to beat Miami, and I do, you do. They haven't gotten there yet, but we think they're going to the NBA Finals. And then it seems like it could very well be a coin flip between them and the Golden State Warriors. So if you're the best team and you win, why do you need to change your roster?
Well, because there will be others, as we've seen, who get better around you. To think that Milwaukee won't be trying to tweak. The Brooklyn Nets are a complete unknown. I'm going to throw them out because we don't know what the hell's going on there. But are the 76ers going to sit still? That's really not Daryl Morey's kind of way of doing things. And the Miami Heat maybe aren't that far off. I know they went with an older guy in Lowry. Do they have the ability to go get younger? We were smarting on the Bulls. They kind of faded, but it was also because Lonzo Ball gets hurt.
Yeah, you could always tweak your team. You could always make it a little bit better, right? I'm not saying you just stand pat, but this is the same thing with the Patriots for many years. So, well, they didn't do anything. It's like, well, they were the best team. So they're going to run it back. Again,
they made tweaks.
Slight tweaks.
It wasn't go buy $100 million worth of guys in free agency. Right.
Again, in this league, you can't do that because you have your money and the big pay raise for Tatum's going to kick in, the salary and all those things. But the fact that you have everybody under contract that you would want, I think you run it back. And at some point, I think the Celtics are going to be a team that is attractive for veteran players. They're going to see that and say, here's my opportunity to either win a ring for the first time, win a ring for the second time, whatever. Guys like, players like PJ Tucker, who chose the Miami Heat, might be able to choose a team like the Celtics because the big money guys are on the team.
Of course.
Now, I don't know if you really want Derek White for four more years. It seemed like a good trade at the time. It got good. The chemistry was good. That's an interesting one. Al Horford, I think you just bring back for next year. And then after that, see what his game is like, see whatever. But that'll be some money that you'll be able to spend as well.
Well, and that's the thing. I do believe if the Celtics, and I might be wrong on this, but I thought Tyler in the afternoon show talked about it, that I think there is a thing in Al Horford's contract that if they make the NBA Finals, then his salary becomes fully guaranteed next year. It's not a split deal.
There you go. Then he's definitely back.
So he's definitely back. But when you look at Horford, he's good, but he's also, if we're being real, a descending player. Is Peyton Pritchard, if Peyton Pritchard gets better, how much better can he get? Would you argue that we've seen this is the best that Grant Williams is going to be? The question is, how long can he be this kind of player for a long period of time?
Yeah, but I think at least Grant showed you that he can actually be the 3-and-D player. Like, he didn't expect it out of college, but he's hitting threes. He's hitting threes at a ridiculous clip, too. Like, there's some stats about him in the playoffs shooting over 50% from three, and nobody's ever done that coming off the bench.
Do you think that sticks? Do you think that's who he is? Is he's a 50% three-point shooter?
Well, no, 50% is high, but he's proven in the last couple of years it could be close to 40%, and that is a weapon that is absolutely worthwhile. And the defensive guys, that doesn't go anywhere, especially he's young as hell. So
defensive part of it isn't really kind of – well, for Pritchard it is a little bit because he's got to get better defensively, but he's not going to grow.
I think Pritchard will get a little bit better, just more time in the NBA going up against those guys and being in the rotation.
Plus, if the other guys are playing well, Pritchard is really more of a 20-minute-a-night type guy to give offense off the bench, not leaving him in because people are injured.
I think Smart, believe it or not, can probably get a little bit better just because he's going to be even more in that role.
Because he's 28 years old,
He's only 28.
But he's been in the league forever.
But for 7 years or whatever, he was a two guard. Right. And like now you're letting him play point guard. So I could see that getting a little bit better. I wouldn't rule out Tatum getting better. He's 24. He could take another step forward. And a guy like Jaylen Brown, I don't know how much better Brown gets, but maybe there's just more good games, fewer bad games, right? Just a little bit more consistent with him. Time Lord, if he's on the court, could get better. I'm still worried about him long-term injury-wise.
Yeah, that's more. Yeah, we're not even talking about just the injury piece of it. This is the just becoming a better basketball player piece of it.
Let me take this discussion here. Give me a different question to throw at you. Same idea. Is there currently a roster in the NBA you would rather have than the Celtics?
I say
no.
Well, Golden State's hard to pass up.
Steph Curry's 34.
Loaded.
Steph Curry's 34. I'm saying for the whole thing. I'm saying you're a GM or a team president and you're taking over a franchise and you're trying to win as many games as you can for the next 5 to 10 years. Golden State's great. Steph Curry is 34 years old. I don't know how many more MVP Steph Currys you're getting. And as good as Poole and Thompson are, I think if you don't have all NBA Steph Curry, it's a good team. It's not a great team. I think the Celtics, because they have a 24-year-old star, a 25-year-old, we'll call him an all-star, and Jaylen Brown. Defensive player of the year is 28. Time Lord, Williams, Pritchard are all young. Derek White's young. You have the one veteran guy in Al Horford.
I think the only other one that would come to mind that people might say would be Memphis, because they found Memphis some guys to play with Ja. That's probably, I'm just trying to think, like, that's one that stands out.
Memphis, I'm a sucker. I know they've never done it. If they could stay healthy, Denver has a really good group, but they just haven't done it.
Well, Denver,
Jokic,
Utah,
Murray,
right?
Porter.
Like, you look at that.
Utah have given up on. They got to break that up.
You've given up on Utah, really?
Yeah, they lose in the first round every year. I don't think Mitchell and Gobert are going
to
be the
Mitchell
answer.
Seems to get hurt a lot, too, and they he's kind of dinged up a little bit.
Now, Milwaukee, again, they didn't have Middleton in the series, so Milwaukee would still be one of the best rosters.
Well, there's no question that if you were to narrow it down to three or four teams,
Celtics are on that list.
We probably hit the, you go Milwaukee, you'd go Memphis, you go Boston. Celtics. Trying to think of another team in the West that they're really... But, you know what? Probably Denver. You're right.
Denver would
again,
be the
MVP,
team.
And you got some guys that you think you can win. Like, Denver is one of the teams that is... Like, I'm trying to think of a comparable where we know they've got, like, Michael Porter the
Junior,
third, right?
Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray are awesome. They're
and that's the thing. Like, if a guy like Porter Jr. plays up to the potential 1 year, then you could see them make the run finally.
Right, and then they're going to get hurt again.
Yeah, they haven't had it all kind of come together.
Even like, Dallas?
Would argue that the Celtics, this is the first time in a while where it's all kind of sort of come together for them a little bit. In terms of health, like, you didn't lose Jalen Brown for a first-round series.
No,
like
they had to scrape down what it was. You know, Jalen Brown's been a part of these different conference championship teams, but Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward and Isaiah Thomas, like, you had to scrap that down and then just really go with Tatum, Brown, Smart, these other guys that have all chipped in really well, but they're young. I mean, with the exception of Horford, it's a young group that has the chance to be together for a while.
You know what's interesting is, like, we know there is room still for Jason Tatum, and a lot of it for Jason Tatum is also proving that you're elite, that you can play up to the big-time level. I kind of wonder if this is what Jalen Brown really is.
So I think you could be onto it. I think Jalen Brown, I don't know if he gets a whole lot better. And he's good. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Like, he's good.
And he's plenty good. But,
I mean, you know, 20 points per game, 5-6 rebounds, good defense, can get hot in a quarter, right? Can carry your offense for a quarter by knocking down threes.
Like, more Middleton than Giannis on a championship team.
But I don't think, like, out of all the skill sets to develop while you're in the NBA, I don't think dribbling and court vision are ones that I think, don't you have that or you don't?
Well, I think court vision, it isn't going to get better. I would like to think that if you worked, well, that's the thing. I'd like to think that that's something you could work on. It's like free throw shooting.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, shooting surprisingly has proven, Grant Williams, the best case of it. If you work your ass off, you can improve your shot. Some of the other stuff, I don't know. Like, he's played basketball a long time. He still dribbles like a guy that just started playing. Like,
It's just kind of something to think about, because it looks like the Celtics are going to win the East. But, and even if they don't, they're right on the precipice to where we have to start asking, how does now Brad Stevens look at this roster and ultimately make it better? And it's interesting you brought up Derek White, because Derek White's making more money than Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
And now Marcus Smart is a he's not going anywhere kind of player. And maybe that's where you get your flexibility a little bit with a guy like Derek White.
He'd be an interesting guy to sort of figure out, like, what's his value even at now?
It depends on what you need, too, right? Like, it doesn't look like Aaron Nesmith's going to work out.
No.
And you have, I would say you probably need to add just more shooting.
Yeah, you have everything probably, like, in twos, right? Like, you can have Smart and Pritchard play point if need be. You have, you know, Brown, Tatum on your wings. Grant Williams kind of blends the two, wing and big. You have Horford and Time Lord.
You need a young big, probably, because Horford's going to be gone soon. And with Time Lord, there is the can you depend on him?
Yeah.
So that's probably another spot that if you're Stevens, you got to try to find a bargain or maybe Time Lord light, let's call it. 617-779-7937. We got some folks on the line who want to talk about not only the Celtics, but also the how does this group get better?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, back to the guys.
Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. Follow the show on Twitter at Gresh Keefe.
When John went into the waiting room of the doctor, this is what was playing. It's burning and out of control. You know, like callers will always be like, hey, how you doing? I've always wanted to slide in. Well, I got an itch somewhere. Well, John took that joke away.
Stole it.
Grabbed it for himself, except it was true.
Gave it his own. Yep. But now he's feeling great. He's refreshed. Back out there on the scene. He can update his...
Guess where I'm going tonight.
I don't know.
The old Red Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Swinging Sweet Caroline with the
rest of them. I'm going to grab first cute girl I see. Hey, I know Joe Castiglione.
Oh, yeah. You want to go meet Joe Castiglione?
Want to go up and meet the big cheese? He's up there.
Yeah. He's like, I'm all set.
Well, Castig knows. I gave him a heads up.
Oh, good.
He's in on it.
Again,
okay, you want to call the fifth inning? She's like, sure.
John, if you're
going to do this Cape Cod lumber read, though.
If you're taking my advice and you're going for the divorcees, mentioning Joe Castig would work.
It might work.
There we go.
Because they would know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you might have to go down to Will Fleming
No, this is a different demo.
I know Lou Maloney.
A lot of college girls at Fenway Park. You do already.
Oh, yeah. The $5 college tickets that they got.
There you go.
You think they know Joey C., the big cheese?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
the college girls?
Gretch, I obviously have a backup plan. Will Fleming and I have rehearsed.
He's just going to soil yourself on the spot. Look at what I can do.
Will and I have pre-written a conversation in Spanish. So then I go up, have a full conversation in Spanish, and it's like, oh, this guy speaks two
languages. And it would go about as well as your, hey, Fitzy, this is Sully. I mean, this is John.
Whenever that, that was Sean.
I got to go. I screwed up. Dump it. Yeah. Well, good luck to you at the game tonight, John.
Yeah, right. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's not exactly shooting fish in a barrel over there, but
did you update your Tinder profile?
Morning, Sully. Morning, Sean. This is Sully from I Talk. Can't even get through a sentence without f***ing up.
There you go.
They swear.
Yeah, there it is. And then the girl's going to be like, all right, beat it, Melvin.
But
get
serious question. Serious question. On the Tinder profile, do you update it to say?
I haven't had an app in a while.
Oh.
November, I got rid of them. Yeah.
I got rid of one. I would have said, like.
That means your profile. Did you take the profile down? Or did you just get rid of the app?
Oh, no. Because for a while, I would do that. Like, I'd get rid of the app for a while, and then I'd have, like, a sad Friday night or something, and I'd bring it back
on
and
there.
Kill 2 hours. But I've officially. The profile's gone completely.
In that world, I would think it'd be important if you were, like, clean as of May 18th. Like, I got tested and clean. Like, wouldn't you be more appealing? Because that'd be my one fear on there is being like, I don't know. Like, you are really playing Russian roulette with this right now.
Vax boosted. Vax clean. All dates, put them on there.
Yeah. Like, the whole thing. Like, I don't have any of that stuff.
They did add it. You do have, there is a vaccinated thing on there now. There's a symbol.
I got my car fixed a month ago.
I'd be less worried about
oil
the vaccinated
change.
Thing.
Oil change.
I'd be way more concerned about everything else. What's going on down there? Any surprises down there? Nope. All good.
Or you find one that just says, hey, I got the same thing too. Let's go. All. Right?
Yeah, there should be a new app for that.
It's like the scene in Dallas Buyers Club. When
it's called polluted.
You know when McConaughey finds out that women can have HIV too, and it just cuts to them having sex in the bathroom immediately?
That could be it. You check all the right boxes.
We go to app STD.
STD
yeah. Scare. Totally clean. Take your pick.
Put them
go
on
into
there.
Whatever room you want to.
Your honesty is the best policy.
Oh, Lord. 617-779-7937. The 413. The medicine from his leaky pipe is affecting his thought process.
Possible.
Well done, sir. That 413 hammers John every day.
All day, every day.
He gets one a day. Yep. The best one gets read. Let's go to John and Norton talking Celtics and getting better as they move forward. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. So if you look at you got the starting lineup, and then you got four guys that play regularly off the bench. You got White and Pritchett, Grant Williams, and Tice. And all of them, except for Horford, they're all under contract at least two more years, mm-hmm. okay? And Horford is going to be back next year. But they do have, I think I saw this recently, they do have a number of trade exceptions left over from a number of moves. And, you know, you say Grant Williams got a lot better, but I still think he's very inconsistent because for every good game he has, he'll come back the next night and play 30 minutes and have 3 points and get in foul trouble. So, you know, although they got a good rotation, I don't really view them as having a true sixth man. You look like at a guy like Tyler Hero won sixth man of the year and other things like that. And I don't know if there's anything they can do with the trade exception. I mean, they're clearly in good shape going forward because they're not going to lose any key pieces.
No.
But, you know, Horford got 1 year, maybe two left. But I really like to see them. I don't know how Stevens does it. But getting what you would consider a real sixth man, a guy that can come in, like maybe like a Buddy Hield that you know can come in and shoot off the bench. Or, as you guys said, I think they do need to get another big guy to come in to leverage the Time Lord and stuff. But those are my thoughts on that.
I appreciate the phone call, John. I would say, you know, I find it odd to be on the other side of this defending Grant Williams. But isn't that kind of what I'm doing?
Recency Keith is now torn with long-term hate Grant Williams.
So here's the deal. 2 years ago, his second year in the league, he was a 37% three-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
This season, he was a 41% three-point shooter. In the playoffs, in his career, 46%.
Wow.
The reason I bring that up is you're like, oh, they don't have a traditional sixth man. And if you're thinking of a sixth man like Tyler Hero or like remember when Lou Williams was this great sixth man off the bench for like the Clippers and scored a million points, if you're looking for that, then yeah, maybe that's not what Grant Williams is. But if they didn't have Grant Williams, wouldn't the number one need find a guy that can shoot 40% from three?
A 3-and-D guy.
He is. And the fact that he could defend Giannis, like even, again, Giannis had 40 points,
course,
I get it. But he
course.
Made it tough on Giannis and he's
did.
Taking fouls and everything else. I don't know. I think he is your sixth man. But also, Derek White, as long as he's on the team, and Peyton Pritchard, all three of those guys have sort of different skill sets. So depending on what the game is asking for, what the matchup is asking for, I think you can use any of those guys off the bench, and you're in pretty good shape.
The reason you don't have a six-man on this team is because, in reality, you have seven starters. So you either opt for the, we have five set guys, that this is our lineup every night, and then here are the people who come off the bench, or
yeah.
any of Tatum, Brown, Horford, Smart, Time Lord, Grant Williams. Those are guys right there who all, depending on the other team, is going to be in your starting lineup. So I think that's where they're a little Belichickian in a way, where the versatility of they can adapt the starting lineups based to the opponent. So that means you probably don't have that traditional your sixth man kind of rotates by who's in the starting lineup that night.
Yeah, I don't think it's a major problem. And again, the fact that Tyler Hero won six, you look around the league, there's not a ton of teams that have this nasty guy coming off the bench.
It's normally a young guy that you kind of get in the first round who ultimately plays their way into a role, a little bit like what Grant Williams maybe did. Mm-hmm. John is in Hartford talking Celtics regression. Keith, hello, John.
Guys, great chat. Great day today. Celtics basketball. I'm going to give it to you right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you loud and clear.
Here you go. We're talking the same thing. Really quick here. I think we got the right coach for the next 5 to 10 years. You agree?
Yes.
Yeah. He ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah. Yep.
Do you agree we hit on the one and the two with Jalen and Jason? Mm-hmm. We have the one and two for probably the next 5 to 10 years?
Yes. Yep.
Do you guys also agree that we have guys like Marcus Smart, Pritchard and Horford that are in points of their career that are perfect fits right now with this roster?
Horford, not so much.
Well, Horford, I think for the now, I agree with you. I think long-term is where I'd probably depart.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Here's the long-term solution. And here's why I brought up Horford, because that calorie space is going to be freed up after next year. And then we can have decisions around Tice and White and that kind of money. Mm-hmm. But you're always going to look for players that are going to fit the role. We have, I believe, one slot left for a max contract or that third person that we've always been looking for, right? Do you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've always sort of floated out there, that third guy. Sure.
That third person is perfect fit on the free agency, unrestricted, 23 years old, DeAndre Ayton from the Suns. Imagine him with Time Lord and those guys. You can just book dynasty for the next 5 to 10 years.
Could not disagree more, John. I think that guy would clog up this team. I'm not buying it. I know he needs a big extension as well. I'm just not. I mean, look, is he a nice player? Will he have nice numbers? Yes. I think for this group.
Yeah, the Suns didn't even give him the max at the time.
I don't think he would blend.
I think he's well one of those guys
the athletic big is what this. They got to try to find another Time Lord or like an Al, somebody who can really pass out of the post, but also get out of the post. Because I think in the Western Conference, there are certain bigs that you would need a DeAndre Ayton to match up against. In the East, they're really isn't that Jokic type in the middle that you would need somebody like that. I know there was the whole rim protector deal. I just think that's a bad fit.
Yeah, I don't love him either. And I think if you have Time Lord still, like, are you going to play them together? Are you going to be the Twin Towers now?
That's the thing.
It's
like with Al and Horford, you can play them together under the versatility thing.
Different skill sets. Yeah, Ayton's going to be more of, you know, kind of dunks close to the basket. He'll get plenty of rebounds. That's nice. But, no, I don't want to sink a ton of money into that. And just because you have room for the third max doesn't mean you have to go third max. You can always spread it around. So Smart's going to be in the teens. Derek White's in the teens. You're going to have to, you know, probably pay Grant Williams double-digit millions of dollars. So, yeah, I don't love that, DeAndre Ayton.
Here's the caveat on that Al Horford nugget that I had.
Yeah.
2022, $14.5 million guaranteed, $19.5 million guaranteed if you make the finals this year.
Okay.
Fully guaranteed if you win the whole thing.
See, I think he's probably back anyway, though. So
I would agree.
So you shave a little bit of money, and then what? Like, what do? You're going to go try to find, and even with your exemptions, like, what are you going to do? I think you bring him back.
Well,
he's obviously a great fit on this team.
There's
no doubt.
And they
need the old dude.
And I don't think there's anybody out there that would be like readily available or that a team would be willing to give up on that you could go make that swap now. Uh-huh. That is unless Oklahoma City says, hold on, we want to move some more pieces around again.
He would say, I'm not going back there.
He probably would retire at that point. Yeah. Dennis in the car with Gresh and Keefe talking Celts. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to completely disagree with that caller that was like kind of talking about Grant Williams. This team is constructed like, and from watching the other ownerships and the other management, I got to give credit to Brad and Adoka and what they've done here, because they remind me of when the Patriots made that shift to defense with Bill Belichick, and we saw what that brought. So people got to get out of this idea of offense. I feel like we have enough offense, and you can find offense, but you can't find the level of defense that the Celtics have put on the floor. And they obviously know what they're doing, so we got to trust them. And I'll be the first one to destroy them if they make a wrong move.
All right.
Attaboy, Dennis.
Well, at this point, too, about Grant Williams, like I agree with Dennis, the most recent caller, than the one previous, talking about, they really need this sixth man. So here's the sixth man of the year voting from this year. Here are the top five finishers. So these are the best sixth men this season.
All right.
So we know that Tyler Herro won. And he won pretty convincing fashion.
Like, of course.
Nearly unanimous. Kevin Love was second. Cam Johnson, third. Jordan Clarkson, fourth. Luke Kennard, fifth. How far off is Grant Williams from modern day Kevin Love? Or Cam Johnson had a great year for Phoenix, and he knocked down a million threes
and
all that.
Didn't Danny try to steal that guy at one point from Phoenix
Cam
as
Johnson,
well?
Probably.
One of those trade talks. I think he made an offer for everybody that wasn't old on that team.
But, like, that's one of those things where, again, when Grant Williams' skill set is to knock down open threes and play some defense, that's what you're looking for. Because you have Tatum and Brown and even Smart in the starting lineup, you know, this isn't a team that needs, like, a 24 point per game guy off the bench.
Right.
Like, I think they're actually better suited to where they're at right now. And again, Kevin Love, this day and age, is like 13.7 rebounds, 38-39% from three. Not that far out. It's going to be more rebounds than Grant Williams.
Right.
But I would argue Grant Williams is a better defensive player than Kevin Love.
Now, I would argue that, and again, it's not perfect in terms of Al, but when you think of a Kevin Love type and what he can do, he can shoot the three, he can rebound,
pass.
He can pass.
Yeah.
he sounds very Al Horford-like in a way relative to the way he would be used on this roster.
True.
Because remember, 5 years ago, it was, oh, Kevin Love will unlock the Celtics, and it was like,
I wanted Love years ago. Remember, he came at the Fenway, and Rondo met him, and they almost got him.
Oh, that's right. I wanted that conspiracy theory.
The big difference with him and Al, though, would be on the defensive end of the court.
Bingo.
And now you've got to put him on Giannis. You're like, Giannis will just...
You'd have to play Kevin Love with Time Lord.
For sure, yeah.
By the way, so next year, it is everybody is locked in, and then 2023-24, so not next season, but the season after, Grant Williams is just a restricted free agent. I wonder if the Celtics go to him and kind of try to extend him early.
Well, he's the first-round pick, so they'll pick that up, so he'll definitely be here for the 5 years?
It would be, he's restricted for 23-24. Neesmith club option of $5.6 million. You know what? I think they might pick that up, only for
cheap
tradability.
Yeah, maybe.
And then
Pritchard, for sure they will.
Pritchard is dead. He's at $4 million, and if he's playing the way he is and shooting the way he is.
My question, I guess, looking at the numbers and who they have locked up, does Derek White play 3 more years after this here?
He and Marcus Smart are pretty much making the same money.
Smart's going just ahead of him, and you have Smart, Tatum, and Time Lord are all locked up long term.
Yeah.
And Derek White's the one that also, he's got 3 years after this one.
Udoka loves him, though.
I know, but it's not great.
Well, that's the thing is that, and that's why I did want to bring it up, because when you start to think of the how do they get better, because who knows, maybe they win a championship and then you don't think about it because it's let's just run it back.
Bring it back.
But if you lose to Golden State, then it is the, okay, how do we beat them? What's the piece that we got to go find?
Right.
And it might just be tied into, well, this team's going to get better. Oh, sorry, I saw John Daly. Ha!
Look at
what
this
a specimen.
He was at Hooters before the round yesterday. I think there was this thing.
I mean, he has, like me 10 years ago, Gooter working.
Yeah. And the big beard going.
He does have the
white beard.
I wish I could grow that down like that to get the Santa Claus thing working.
Yeah. Well, if you start now, you might have it in time for December.
I'd have to leave it. I'm going to dye it again, and then I got to shave this thing off at some point. Well, I've been telling people, like, oh, why don't you get the beard? I said, oh, no.
Stash done?
Done.
Well, what about the parody account?
It's either full or nothing anymore. I'm not going back to the stash, I don't think. I looked too much like a kid who grew up around NASCAR running around with a baby bottle full of Coca-Cola. It freaks me out.
A little bit.
There's some truth to that.
I'm that far off. No.
Really?
I didn't get into NASCAR until my dad liked drag racing. Yeah. Like the funny car and stuff like that. That's what he was into. My buddy Bob Tasco, III, out there ripping it up. Oh, he's great. Wouldn't you love to go 313 miles an hour in a straight line?
No.
Really?
Honestly, no. I had no interest in that. I'm going fast enough as it is.
To go like 5 seconds right down the thing super fast? It'd be awesome.
What does that get me?
Oh, in the grand scheme of things. Exhilarating. Eh. Maybe it's like riding a roller coaster.
Your hair just goes straight back.
Yeah, I don't need that. I'd rather just have a cold beer.
You look like the Home Alone guy after he gets electrocuted when you're done.
I can sit in the old lazy boy, put the feet up. That's my speed.
Well, I forgot.
Yeah.
You're getting ready for...
I'm an indoor cat, Gresh.
I was just going to say, plus in 6 months, you're not leaving the house anytime soon. So.
No, I'm chasing two kids around.
That's right. Joe in North Carolina, Regression. Keith, hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. You hear me all right?
Yeah, sound great.
Awesome. Hey, great content. I want to make 2 quick points, basketball and Keith. We pretty much always agree, so I'm going to say this. How nice are the NBA playoffs that we have no LeBron?
Oh, they're great. And by the way, they're like the most watched playoffs like ever. People are going nuts. They love the playoffs without LeBron.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's great.
I wasn't even a basketball guy because I'm just so tired of hearing his drama and everything. And it actually opened up fresh storylines and showed, other players in the league. But to my next point, it was really about the Celtics construct. This team is so fun to watch really since the turn of the year, and it's the way that they've done it. And listening to the other callers that had called in, the way that they're built, if you look kind of just around the league, I want to get your thoughts. These are the teams that are winning. Like last year it was, obviously Milwaukee with, you mentioned earlier, Gresh, Giannis to Middleton, and then Drew Holiday, and then the other role players stepping up. But look at the previous finals. Other than the bubble championship, super teams didn't do it. It was Toronto and things like that. So Miami, the team that's, finished first in the East, you look at the way they're built. And then in the West, I mean, Golden State was a drafted team that, have played very well. But I wonder if this is going to change. Lakers missing the playoffs, the Nets in, seventh place, these max teams. Are NBA general managers looking at this and saying, hey, we got to make a switch to these, you know, one, two, you know, really good stars, a third guy that can play big in big moments and get big, and then the 3-and-D guy. So it's just been really nice to watch the Celtics. I hope they go all the way. But I appreciate it. I'll hang up and let Thanks, you guys you know, chat on it.
Yeah, the NBA GM looking around and saying all these super teams, like the player GM, those teams the last 2 years have not worked out.
I think also defense matters. And I know that it was so much, let's offense. Look at the teams that are left remaining. They can play some D. You don't have to be, do you have to be top of the league? Maybe not, but you can't ignore it.
Can't be bottom of the league.
There
That's
you
the
go.
Big thing, too, is that the Nets were trying to put that to the test the last 2 years. They also had their injuries or whatever. But the Nets formed a super team. They thought they were going to win it. They get bounced the first. The Lakers, great point. No LeBron. They get bounced. Even the Clippers was a player-orchestrated team.
Yep.
And I know they fought their injuries, but whatever. That's one of the issues that you might run into. Two guys that have had injuries in the past, you pair them together, they don't play a lot of games. What, they made the play-in, then they got eliminated. Like, none of those teams did anything. It does seem like, with the exception of the Warriors, or sort of like the old guard, and not that they're a super team in the sense of how they were constructed, but just the old established guys. Everybody else is sort of these young guns right now.
Love it. You got something is next.
Original. W-E-E-I.
W-E-E-I.
New England Sports Original. No matter where you work from these days, take Gresh and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app. Favorite W-E-E-I.
You got something sponsored by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, don't lose takeout orders or reservations due to customers getting busy, signals are being stuck on hold. Get the solution at unifiedoffice.com. Quickly, I logged out of the Twitch chat. Didn't say goodbye to all the Twitchers. No, I love you. I've been jumping in there.
Yeah.
I forgot to
get in there.
I forgot to say goodbye today. So there you go.
Sign up on there.
Billy Laney, you got something.
I do. You had mentioned it earlier about Charles Barkley getting into it with some Warriors fans.
Yes.
We have said audio.
Love
so
it.
Let's give it a listen.
Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack! Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey,
Jack!
Hey,
Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey,
Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack! Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack! Hey,
Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey,
Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey, Jack!
Hey,
So they said Chuck spell championship, and that was his response.
Wow.
Lesson
That's
learned.
Great.
Yeah.
He's either going to do that to your mother or throw you through a window.
If he had a championship ring, he would have whipped it out and just hung it right on there and said, there you go,
there
boys. There you go. John, got in trouble that way.
I got a couple things. Hockey World Championships are underway in Finland right now. A couple Bruins made their way over. So Jeremy Swayman yesterday shut out the hockey mammoth that is Great Britain, who had 17 shots on goal in the entire game.
Great Britain has a hockey team?
Oh, my word.
Every country's got one.
So every country has one now.
A lot of them do.
Razor can make that team right now.
Great Probably. Britain.
So that's one of those things where if you're an American player, you have to find a way, lineage. You'd be like, oh, my great-great-great-grandpappy was
Mike
there.
Piazza playing for the Italian team.
That's what you do.
The Olympics.
Yeah, you're out there skating around having a hell of a time.
Did Maloney get that dispensation to go play for Italy
he
in
did.
The Olympics? Can
no,
he
last
go
year.
Do it?
He was in the World
last
Baseball
year,
Classic.
He was in the WBC.
Yeah, so Jeremy Swayman shut out Great Britain. And tomorrow morning at the crisp hour of 5:30 a.m., you can see Jeremy Swayman and Team USA take on Linus Ullmark and Team Finland on the NHL Network. Also
we'll find out
over
who the
there,
better goalie is.
What channel is the NHL Network? Can somebody help me out?
Also
it.
Over there,
Voice
David Pastrnak playing for Team Czechia, playing on a line with David Krejci. Did you guys see that goal?
Yep.
That, oh, my goodness. Please, can you just, the hockey gods.
You're
the,
right.
Bruins would still be playing
please,
right now.
Please,
yes.
Just give us 1 year. 1 year of Krejci and Pastrnak together.
You sound desperate.
I am desperate.
It's not happening.
They don't have any centers. We need them.
What are you talking about? They got Chaz Coyle from Watertown.
And that guy, the dude, the young guy, the draft pick
him.
Or whatever.
He's going to play.
By the way, after Rich is done, I am playing us off with a new Harry Styles song today. It'll be the third time I've played it today. Everyone probably heard it, and they're like, this song's a complete bopper. Who is this? And then they find out it's Harry Styles. I'm like, oh, well, now I don't like it anymore because they're losers.
Yeah,
great song. Great album.
Over-the-top defender he is of Harry Styles. Like, why do you need it? Harry Styles doing just fine. John doesn't
I'm
need
not
to defend it.
No. It's our audience.
It's a hard
and
sell.
Specifically
That's
one
what it
very,
is.
One very think- ugly looking man on Twitter last night.
Okay. Well, do you think our audience likes Harry Styles?
Yes.
Probably
you know
disagree.
Why? It's because I trick them into liking it because I'll play the songs and they'll be like, oh, that's a good song, but then they find out it's a Harry Styles song.
Not a fan.
Hey.
There we go.
Rich, what do you got?
And on that,
I've not heard any of it yet. How about this?
You're going to hear about it.
Gresh is going to love this. The World Cup 2026 is, of course, going to be in North America. So there's going to be games in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And they're trying to figure out which stadium, which stadium they're going to use in the United States. And one of the finalists, now there's like 20 or 18 finalists, is Gillette Stadium. Gillette Stadium. Come on out to Foxborough.
Lanny Stadium in Malden.
It is kind of hilarious, though, because they might as well be, because they put...
More convenient to get to than Foxborough.
It is.
Better parking.
They close to the highway, T-access.
Good food truck.
They put the list of cities that are bidding for it. It's like, it could be in Atlanta, or Miami, or Nashville, or like Philadelphia, Seattle, Foxborough. It's like, well, I don't think they're going to win, but... Then again, they had games back in 1994.
They'll get some.
You think so?
They're going to take care of all those NFL, MLS owners. And David Beckham, by the way, because he's that guy down in Miami.
All right.
It's all business.
It is.
All
follow business. The money, I've heard.
That's right. What a great week for the Keys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Glad you were able to announce that another child will be added to the Keys family. That's right. Yep. You make the baby. John and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Try not to melt this weekend.
Ooh, stay cool out there.
Yeah, stay cool. We will see you on Monday, where hopefully we're talking about a Celtics 2-1 series lead. Don't forget about the Gress Show on Sunday night right here on WEEI. Merlone, Foyer, and Mego are next. I'll see you Sunday night, and we'll see you at 10 a.m. Monday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.